You're listening to a Clare FM podcast. Morning Focus broadcasts weekdays from 9am to 12 midday.
This coming Friday sees the start of the 7th annual Concertina Cruinniú in West Clare, organised by Aireacht an Clár, the Clare Institute for Traditional Studies. The weekend-long event is described by organisers as a mini Willie Clancy boutique festival. It features lessons, sessions, lectures and more, with the legendary Noel Hill the main attraction. He's in concert on Saturday evening. Maureen Kilduff and Eimear McCarthy join me in studio. They're both with Aireacht an Clár. Maureen and Eimear, good morning to you.
Morning.
Thanks very much for joining us. Eimear, I'll start off with yourself. What's the secret of the success of an event like this that's allowed it to run now into its 7th year?
I think the secret probably is the quality of the tutors that we get. We've excellent tutors every year, led by Noel Hill. He's been our master tutor since the start of the Concertina Cruinniú. It's a nice small kind of boutique type festival, so it's easy for people to get around. It's easy to get into the pubs to listen to the sessions. We have a great variety of events on, from classes in the morning. We have lectures in the afternoon. We have workshops, and then we have free music session, then music trail at night time in the pubs around the town. So I think it's just the quality of the tutors and sure. The quality of the lectures that we have.
Is the time of the year an advantage as well? You've got a lot that goes on during the summer, not so much in the middle of February.
It is an advantage, I suppose. Yeah, it's probably one of the first festivals of the year. And we always have it coming up to the midterm break because we get quite a few children are enrolled
of course,
in it.
Yeah.
So it's always the date of it varies depending on the school year. So yeah, probably people kind of after Christmas are thinking of starting, you know, what do we do this year and plan for it and that. Yeah. So I think it is an advantage. Yes.
Sure. Yeah. Maureen, is it unusual that if an event like this is dedicated to one instrument?
It is, but I mean, the concertina is synonymous with Clare, and originally in Aireacht an Clár we started it and we got a great response, and this is our 7th year, and again, it's the emphasis no more than the Willie Clancy Summer School is on the quality of the tutoring, and the tutoring is the main part of it. But this year we've broadened it out a little bit. And there's other musicians like Connie Connell and his daughter Anya O'Connor is coming up, and they're playing in Freels on Saturday night. On Friday night we have Charlie Pickett and his son Rowan.
I'll just ask you to move a little bit over, so stay close to the microphone.
And Rowan is playing. So there will be a good variety, and all musicians are welcome, the same as the art of the Willie Clancy, but we are concentrating on the concertina. And this year, loads of people have always said, God, I'm sorry I didn't learn to play it. So we have Jacqueline McCarthy set up with a couple of spare concertinas. You can go down, try it and see it. And if you want it, you can join us next year and we'll have a beginner's class for you.
We find sometimes that the parents of some of the kids say, you know, I'm sorry I never learned an instrument. So it kind of came from that. We said, okay, well, why not have this chance of tune is what we're calling it.
And it's something, it opens it up a bit more as well, because some of these events, people who maybe feel like they themselves don't have the musical gift or talent or skill or have learned an instrument may feel like there won't be anything there for them, whereas there actually is.
Absolutely, and we have classes from beginner right up to master class, so we cater for all ages and all grades of players.
It's a very popular instrument still, the concertina?
Yes, huge. It's one of the lead instruments, and there's a lot of children learning it, you know, from tutors around the county. But we have a great broad scope of people coming in. Eimear will know more about that. She does the administration completely. She's the IT administration.
We have about 45 registered so far that are from outside of Clare. So that's we've a number of people from the States coming. We've somebody from Switzerland, somebody from Scotland. And over the years, we always seem to attract, you know, people from abroad. We've had Swedish, we've had Portuguese, we had a South Korean girl last year. So we always seem, the word gets out there somehow. I mean, we do a lot on Facebook, obviously. So we've had 45 people registered from outside of Clare, which is good because that means they'll be up, they'll be in Milltown for the weekend. They'd be staying in Milltown, so there'd be accommodation for them. They'd be buying food, they'd be buying drinks. So it's a nice buzz around the town this time of the year.
And why do you think those people are travelling from abroad? I mean, I would have, if I was making one trip to Milltown Malway for a music event of the year, most people would think July and Willie Clancy.
They would. I suppose some of them might be kind of older people and maybe don't want the busyness of the Willie Clancy week. You know, it's so popular that, you know, sometimes it can be difficult to get into the sessions and things like that. So whereas ours are very well supported. shorter than that. It's not the busyness.
There's more comfort.
There's more
space
comfort. Yes, yeah. And it's easy to move around. And like all the events are actually in the town. The classes are in the National School. All the events are on various premises on the main street. So it's nice and compact and easy to get around.
Is there much enjoyment for mere spectators, Maureen?
There is. There's absolutely. Like, we have lectures, and there's a lovely lecture on Angela Conton and her mum, Kitty Hayes. Then we have this year a junior quiz. Josephine Marsh is doing it for the younger people. Mm-hmm. And we have the open adult session and we have the open junior session. And then the brothers and sisters can come in and play. Like, in addition to the 45 families that are coming in, we have a lot of local people who have registered. So they have brothers and sisters who play different instruments. And the open sessions for the kids has turned out to be really popular because it gives them a chance to play publicly. It's in the afternoon and we supervise it. And they just love to play, and it's really amazing. Last year there was about 40-45 kids all playing together. Gavin, they were from about 4 years up to 14. Wow. They'd make you ashamed. They were so good.
And it was wonderful to see some of them, you know, taking the lead on a tune, you know, and getting that confidence to play.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it was kind of an eye-opener for me, because I don't play an instrument at all.
It's great, Craig. And, you know, when you say about the concertina, it's a kind of an instrument nearly like the pipes. A lot of people say the concertina players or want to be pipers. So you find that when you're asking why they come, it's a chance for them to come and talk about the instrument and discuss it with their peers, and there's great matching. And down in Ardenclore then, we have a lovely exhibition of some of the finest concertinas stretching over the last... The oldest one is 100 and something years old.
Yeah. Wow.
And so it's there. And like the Music Makers is there as well, which is a visitor centre that we kind of host with our Ardenclore as well. So there's a lot to do. Saturday is jam-packed. And this year then, I found myself as a listener that sometimes there's an awful lot of people playing. So we've started a listening room in the Blondes on the Saturday afternoon, and we've Adele Fox playing. And it will literally be going to listen, and it will be only Adele and one other at the most playing tunes from the West, so that will be for the real hardcore concertina fans.
Very good. There's loads going on. You've got the website with the full programme up as well. It's concertinacrinu.ie, because where and when and all these details, radio's not the best for that, but I'm sure there'll be plenty more unofficial events that'll spring up around group of musicians together. We all know what will happen, basically.
Absolutely, yeah. And that's what we want to see, lots of, you know, informal sessions and impromptu sessions going on, and just creating
and the local buzz. People to come out, and the local musicians to come out, because like we've a wealth of talent in Milltown as well, you know. There's just such good music all the time, so it'll be nice now.
And just maybe tell us, there's a couple of concerts as well which are probably your bigger events in terms of Noel Hill on Saturday and the farewell concert then on Sunday evening for people to go along and enjoy those.
We've Noel Hill on Saturday night at 8:30, and that's on in the West Bridge. And then our farewell concert is Sunday evening at 6 o'clock, and we've Yvonne Casey and Josephine Marsh are playing along with Liam O'Connor and Sean McKeown. So that's from 6 to 8 in the West Bridge as well on Sunday.
Lovely stuff.
So
plenty happening.
Plenty happening indeed, yeah. Plenty happening.
And just look at, there's loads there. And as I say, concertinacrinu.ie. You'll hope, Maureen, finally for a big local attendance, as you have said.
Yeah, well, it's good for the businesses in the town. It starts off the year. We need a boost. It's like every other rural town. Milltown is suffering. And hopefully this will be the start of a very good season. And with the Wild Atlantic Way, you might kind of come back in a bit more to Milltown and business. And it's nice to see them walking up and down the street. And spring really comes with the crinu. And Milltown needs something like this. It's great. If we have 100 people eating and drinking for 2 days lunch, that's a turnover. It's cash. I've always said like that I mightn't get a lot of it in the shop, which is closed at the moment. But when the wages come out and the local people spend, it circulates.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
It gets it going. So it's vital to try and keep the town going.
And that's why I like events like this, which come outside of the season, where otherwise you wouldn't have a crowd. Otherwise you'd have a relatively quiet weekend, yes, in all likelihood. Mm-hmm. Whereas you're giving people an excuse and a reason to come out and about. Mm-hmm. There's loads happening, and it's all happening in Milltown Malby this weekend, just finally.
Finally, just as suppose, thanks to the Arts Council, you know, this is a non-commercial event. It's not a fundraising event or anything like that. We get a grant from the Arts Council towards this, so that's we can keep the fees down for because of that, which
very
is
good.
Great.
ConcertinaCrinew.ie, the website and the programme, and plenty more available there. Maureen Kilduff and Eimear McCarthy, thanks very much.
You're listening to a Clare FM podcast. Morning Focus broadcasts weekdays from 9 a.m. to 12 midday.